with the third pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Solomon Thomas. The 31st pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Reuben Foster.
A busy round one for the San Francisco 49ers resulted in the two gentlemen before me, a pair of first round picks, Solomon Thomas out of Stanford, Reuben Foster out of Alabama. Gentlemen, welcome. You're now at the team headquarters. Is it starting to set in yet?
No, you know, it's crazy. It's like a dream come true. So, you know, it's hard for it to set in right now because you've been working your whole life for this, and it to finally be here, it's such a blessing. And just trying to take it in and, you know, not take it for granted and just know these guys, get to know Reuben better and just hit it. So,
hey, man, I'm finally, I got me a brother with me, Solomon, and I'm here. And I'm just looking for a new journey just to, you know, excel and become great.
What do you know about Solomon and his game?
Man, he's wreaking havoc online, on the edge, to quarterbacks, running back, to tackle, so he can play at all. Look at him, man, chest poke out to here. Like, when I seen him on film, when they picked him, I'm like, dang, man, that's not a bad pick, because his forearms is like ripped, like mad ripped. And I came in and they were like, Solomon here. I'm thinking I was going to get this big, tall 6'6", but I got this big, huge. And some reporter said that I look big. I'm like, no, you see Solomon over there?
Hey, Dad. Yeah. Reuben just set the bar real high.
He did.
You got to admit, what do you know about Reuben and his game?
So if you ever watch Reuben play, you've seen running backs run away from him. You ever seen a running back run backwards? I guess because they're playing Reuben. You know, we were watching that. We played USC in the first game. Alabama played USC.
Yeah.
And we just see this outside zone play. You know, don't see anyone around the running back. He's about to break it out. Next thing you know, the running back's on the top of his head. It's because Reuben came out of nowhere and just busted him up. So, you know, I used to try to get our middle linebackers to run around like Reuben. I'd say, you see number 10?
I feel like you're replaying this play in your head right now.
Yeah, I really am. I really am.
Me too, and it's scary.
Do you guys get to cross paths at all? I mean, you're going through this process of all-star games, stuff like that. And so, did you guys cross paths at all and get to know each other?
Nah. See, I didn't go. You went to the Reese's
I did not. So, I was a junior, so I didn't go to the Senior Bowl.
You a freaking junior? Wow. Dang. That's I gotta shake your hand for that. He's a junior.
Solomon, a busy night for you in Philly. You get the early flight here.
Uh-huh.
What are the thoughts going through your head as you're kind of taking your tour of the team facility for the first time?
This is my home, you know. This is the next place I get to play football, next team I get to be around. You know, like I said, it's such a blessing and honor to be here. I can't wait to learn from these guys and just to keep progressing into something better. So,
Reuben, I know your night was a little bit different. I know ultimately you're a competitive guy. You want to go early. You have the talent to go early. And so I get that disappointment there. But then when you have John Lynch, the guy you've gotten to know during the process, actively trade up to get you. And he called every team starting in the teens, try to get back in and get you. What does that mean to you to be wanted right here in San Francisco?
Man, it means a lot, man, just to know I'm wanted somewhere. And, you know, I might be wanted a lot of other places, but they gave me a chance. They gave me a shot. They wasn't scared to just pull the trigger and say, man, we want to take this guy. We got faith in this guy, which that means a lot to me. It says a lot to me. Well, it says a lot to me to them. It means they have faith in me, and I can't let them down, and I won't let them down.
When he was asked about you last night at his press conference, he said, this is a guy who wants to be here, and he reiterated that to us multiple times. And so why is that? What really captivated you about what's going on here?
It's just the history here, man. You know, I want to build history here myself. You know, you got great linebackers. Patrick Willis, I want to become one of him. Like, but it's a new era, though. But Patrick Willis is one of the greatest linebackers that I have ever seen, and I would like to base my game off him.
Solomon, what strikes you about this team you're coming to play for?
You know, just like Reuben said, there's a lot of history here. You know, since 1980, from like Ronnie Lott, Steve Young, Joe Montana. You know, it's an honor to be in an organization like this. It's very well run. You know, get to be with a general manager like John Lynch, who used to play, used to knock dudes around like Reuben. And so, you know, it's an honor to be here. You know, our former teammates here, and it's going to be a comfortable feeling coming in and just getting ready for this team.
What was John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan when they got on the phone with you and you met with them here? What are the expectations they're setting for you guys?
It was high. Like, well, it was high, but at the same time, it was like, you got to come in here, you got to earn it. Ain't nothing going to be given to you. You just got to stay focused, stay humble, stay grounded, and just pick the vet's brains and really guide yourself and just stay down.
Exactly. You know, Coach Shanahan, he was big on earning your stripes and coming in and just working for what you deserve. And so that's what he kind of reiterated to me on the phone. And then John Lynch was just like, you know, you want to be a 49er, you know, you come in, let's get to work and let's start this thing. So I'm excited. We'll be right back.